News stories and mounting statistics remind us that reporters and news outlets are facing increasing obstacles, some through technology, some through stonewalling, and some through violence, to doing their jobs. This trend has given rise to a public awareness campaign launched this past Thursday, consisting of 23 media outlets, tech companies, and nonprofits called Protect Press Freedom. We spoke with the executive director of its reporters committee, a distinguished journalist in his own right, Bruce Brown. So, Bruce, explain what the Protect Press Freedom campaign is and who's behind it and what are its goals.
The Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, where I am executive director, is heading up this campaign. We are joined by a terrific group of press freedom organizations, such as Committee to Protect Journalists, the Society of Professional Journalists, Free Press, and others, organizations that have a broad reach in press freedom advocacy around the country. And then we've been joined by a really terrific group of news organizations, some of them coming out of the traditional print world. And, of course, we have broadcasters and radio, and we have some of the internet and tech companies coming into the coalition as well. And the effort that we have put together is to try to bring to the public a message around the importance of press freedom and access to information at a time when we see increasing threats out there to these basic rights that we think that Americans have always thought of as part of our national consensus, that we protect press freedom and we protect access to information. And we think this is a great opportunity to engage the public around these issues and make the public aware that it's a precious right and they should care about it, and they should do more to actively cherish and promote it.
Is there any political bias or polarization or tilt to the makeup of the participants in this?
Not at all. And in fact, you know, this campaign is not asking people to choose between particular news publications to read or to watch, or to choose particular candidates. The participating organizations, you know, represent a broad cross section of the country and readers and viewers, and that's exactly what we wanted, because the whole point of the campaign is that press freedom and access to information, these are things that hold us together. They're not in any way things that should be seen as dividing us.
Yeah, well, the reason I asked that question is because we're living at a time, and this is what makes this whole issue so frustrating, where you have members of the media accusing other members of the media, or organizations in the media accusing other organizations of being fake news, of not being accurate, of being biased. And, you know, there's a lot of mudslinging going on, which has successfully eroded the public's confidence in radio, in newspapers, in TV, in journalism. And I, as somebody who shares your enthusiasm for free speech and for freedom of the press, I find this to be an enormous problem. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's, you know, why you won't find, those issues that you just highlighted, the concerns you have there, you won't see that as part of this campaign. Because, you know, we're stressing what holds and stitches together the media and the news organization, you know, not the issues that from time to time have served to divide it. And the Reporters Committee is an excellent vehicle to be bringing this message, because for decades we have been among the leaders in the country of writing briefs promoting journalists and free expression in court cases around the country, what lawyers will call amicus briefs or friend of court briefs. Your viewers maybe, or I should say your listeners may be familiar with that term. And we have always had broad participation from news organizations, you know, across the entire spectrum of the media. And that is extremely important to us, because the Reporters Committee has always been a place where media lawyers kind of bury whatever, you know, may be going on at the editorial level around the country. And as lawyers, we look at the importance of having a united voice around legal protection. And that's why we were, in many ways, the most natural of the U.S. press freedom organizations to run this campaign, because as the lawyers, we have always seen the value in having a united front around press freedom issues.
Could you share in conclusion some of the statistics that you've gathered that indicate there is indeed a problem for freedom of the press?
Sure. I mean, we just, I'll tell you, at RCFP, in our own work, we have never been busier. We are now writing probably 45 or 50 of these friend of court or amicus briefs a year. We used to do half that number. About 4 or 5 years ago, we started a direct representation initiative to work with reporters who need help with public records requests or court closures or different kinds of access issues. In year one, we had 5 cases. 5 years later, we have 50 cases, right? So we've seen just a huge increase in our own work volume with the Reporters Committee. And then in terms of overall trends around the country, the Press Freedom Tracker, which is a website that your listeners could go and check out, has been monitoring access denials, physical attacks on reporters, subpoenas, journalists who are stopped at the airport when they come in from overseas and they've been, you know, on an international assignment somewhere, arrests of reporters while news gathering. All of those numbers show an increase. And we felt that any time is a great time to defend press freedom, but this is particularly a good time. And we wanted to be out there before the holidays, and when people start to think about family and home and other things, we wanted to begin the campaign and to see if we can get people thinking more about what they can do to appreciate press freedom in their daily lives.
That's Bruce Brown, Executive Director of the Reporters Committee of Project Press Freedom. For more information, visit www.protectpressfreedom.org.